Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Sharon Mullen, the chocolate girl, aka the chocolate writer. Yes, I'm gonna see just how many more chocolate names I can think of. But anyway, how are y'all doing out there? Thank you for joining me on my podcast. Did you hear what Chocolate said? I've got some exciting news to share with you today. But first, guess what day it is? Do you know what day it is? It's March 1st, sure. It's March the 1st of 2022 even. But guess what today is? It's the first anniversary of Did You Hear What Chocolate Said? What y'all think about that? What you think, huh? Is this an exciting day or what? Thank you, everybody. Y'all didn't know I had an in-studio guest, did you? Yep. So today is the first anniversary. My goodness. It's been a very interesting year. Very interesting year. I never thought I would be doing this. Podcasting? But it's been so exciting. I thank everybody for your support, your plays, your follows, and your likes. Thank you for joining me for my 1 year anniversary show. So what we're going to talk about today, I think we'll talk about the year that was and where the chocolate girl is going with this podcast thing. How's that? You ready to take this ride with me? Sure you are, of course. I'm ready too. So let's get started. All right. You know how we do. Hey, so we are here on our 1 year anniversary show. I can't believe it. Boy, it's been a year, y'all. I can't believe I posted my first podcast March the 1st, 2021. Boy, it was wild. I was so nervous. I remember I had my good friend with me, the one and only and fellow podcaster, Dennis, the Ignorant Thinkers podcast, Holmes. I called it Bringing It to a Boil, the Chocolate. I didn't know what else to name it at the time. So all we did was we got on there and we started chopping it up. It only lasted about 6 minutes, but we talked about sports, just sports. We were laughing and talking, something to do just to introduce podcast land to the chocolate and say, hey, the chocolate is here. I remember we were talking about some disrespectful moves in the NBA. I talked about Scottie Pippen's dunk on Ewing. That, to me, is the most disrespectful dunk ever I've ever seen in a game, I tell you. We talked about Shaq with Dudley, and Dudley threw the ball at him. Sean Kemp with the point. Sean Kemp was bad. AI stepping over Ty Lue. How about that Blake Griffin on Paul Gasol twice in one game dunks? Those were nasty. Or how about that DeAndre Jordan when he makes that face off, that screw face after he gets finished dunking? And my boy Caron Butler is looking at him like, man, what did you just do? Then we even moved on talking about who had the prettiest game. Whose game was pretty? And Dennis was talking about how Glenn Rice, he always thought that Glenn Rice had the purest jumper ever. Purest, I guess so. It was smooth, but the prettiest game for me. It's a tie between Jordan and Kobe. I don't know whose game was prettier, but both of them had a pretty game. But the funny thing about that pilot is I still did not have a name for the show yet. It's just... But we decided, I decided I'm starting in March 1st. I didn't care what I didn't have in place. And so I did it. So anyway, about 11 days later, March the 12th, I released my first episode, you know, real episode. And it was called Is R&B Dead? So that's when Dennis and I, we came back and talked about the current state of R&B music and how hip hop has been meshed into it. Too much so, in our opinion. You see, Dennis and I, we love, love, love R&B music. We're R&B heads. You know, they're always talking about hip-hop heads. Well, we're R&B heads. That's what we are. If it was up to us, we'd have more R&B music out right now. It's hard to get that. And, you know, us Gen Xers, we refuse to let R&B die. I love it even more than hip-hop. So I hope it will have a resurgence, because I know R&B artists are going to get out here after the pandemic and work. Not a whole lot of bling and flash and whatnot. Charlie Wilson, Gladys Knight, Jennifer Hudson, Ledisi, they don't need all the over-the-top flash and all that to perform. So I can't wait to see how these R&B shows really start popping up everywhere. I already know Janet Jackson's tour is scheduled. So, hey, if she can do it, I'm sure these other R&B artists will do the same. So I'm excited about this year. Things have changed a lot over the past year. The pandemic started in March 2020. And by last March, when I started this podcast, I had been podcasting with some fellas, debating sports, sharing my opinion with the world. That just wasn't like me. I would share my opinion at home with my family and stuff, but broadcasting it to the world, I got a little taste of that when I did Out of Your League with Trisha through the 2MW. Shout out to 2MW and Trisha Joy. But really, you know, trying to take this to another level and posting it on podcast platforms, I had never done this. So last year, I just decided I needed to do something to have my own show and share my own opinion on things. And so I'm here today to celebrate the year that was, and also to tell you about some exciting things coming up for Did You Hear What Chocolate Said, all right? So one of the things I'm trying to do is expand my reach. Currently, you know, I create my shows on Anchor. Shout out to anchor.fm, the website that allows me to produce these wonderful episodes for the people. Then Anchor posts my podcast instantly across several platforms, including Apple, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Breaker, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. They don't post directly to iHeartRadio though. So I'm trying to see how I can connect with and get broadcasted on iHeartRadio's site as well. And I'm also going to check out NPR, TuneIn Radio, and other podcast apps that I can find. I wonder if Blog Talk Radio is still around. I have to search that too. But as you may know, reach is extremely important in podcasting. If you create a podcast just for people in your hometown to listen to, well, then it's just a hobby. But for the chocolate, this is going to remain in the repertoire of offerings for the Chocolate Writer brand. So I'm trying to take this a little serious here. So now, of course, in addition to checking on the sites and so forth and apps, I'll also be doing a lot of research and investing into some branding courses to keep up with the absolute latest in industry drivers. You know, digital media, well, media period, grows and changes furiously fast. And keeping up can leave you in a tailspin if you get caught sleeping. So looking at my Anchor dashboard and my other dashboards, I have fans outside of the U.S. in Germany, United Kingdom, United Arab Emirates, Lithuania, and Canada. All those other nations. I think that's so exciting. So, of course, 90% of my listeners are here in the U.S., but 7% in Germany? Wow, I could not believe it. That's awesome to me and just unthinkable. So here's how my distribution is working, though. 33% listen to my podcast on Apple Podcasts, 23% on Spotify, 11% on browsers, which includes Google Podcasts, then 7% on Anchor, and then 26% on others, which would include Breaker, Radio Public, and all those other podcast sites where my podcast is featured. So overall, I would say it's a pretty successful first year. Now, I know many podcasters would get discouraged by having the results that I do here, but I'm not. The data says I have 10 dedicated listeners who always listen to my podcast, play them multiple times. And then I have several others who listen on occasion, but they also are repeat listeners. I've had 336 plays over 13 episodes and one pilot. I'm stoked because before last March, you know how many plays I had? None, because I had no show. So I'm excited about this little data. 13 episodes. Well, let's look at them. Do you have a favorite? Drop me a line or two and let me know which ones are your favorite. I'll tell you how at the end of this episode. All right, just stick around and I'll let you know how to do that. So let me talk about the name of this podcast for a minute. People often ask me, why do my friends call me Chocolate? And I have to tell the story of how I was at a local small music event 11 years ago now. And after my friend and I got settled at our table, this guy came out. It's almost like he appeared out of the shadows or something. He just started talking to me. Next thing I knew, we had exchanged numbers and agreed to collaborate and everything. And he was telling me he's going to call me Chocolate. Did not know why, but he's going to call me Chocolate. And it stuck. So now half the city where I live calls me Chocolate. That name morphed into the Chocolate Writer. And my partner, Dennis, took it and ran with it and started calling me Chocolate Girl. So you got to sing it when you say it, Chocolate Girl. And so you have to say it that way for the full effect. You can't just say it, you know, all plain. Hey, Chocolate Girl. Nah, you got to say it right, Dennis. Say it right now. So anyway, I was brainstorming with Dennis on what to name my podcast since he's a podcaster. I figured he could help me. And he just said, hey, did you hear what Chocolate said? And I said, hey, you know what? I like that. And the rest, as they say, well, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say, and that's what I stuck with. Okay. So people hear it and they ponder, what is this all about? What do you mean? What did you hear what Chocolate said? Chocolate? Who's Chocolate? You know, they want to know more about it. So I love it. So by the time I recorded episode 2, I had the name all worked out. So I bet you're wondering which episode garnered the highest number of plays. That would be episode 2. The one I did on Steve Harvey after he hosted the Verses on Earth, Wind & Fire and the Isley Brothers. I had so much to say because people, our own people especially, just dragged him, saying he talked too much and some more nonsense. Talk about he sounded like an old country bumpkin and he kept grandstanding. They even accused him of actually interrupting the stars. That's not what he was doing. He was adding flavor and context. I don't understand. He did what the organizers told him to do. He gave context. He talked and made it, you know, more flavorful. These are older performers. So to engage younger people, you had to keep it moving. You had to tell more stories. There had to be more going on than just straight singing. And that's what he did. People want to talk about what he had on. It was appropriate. It was going back to the 70s because that's where the music started. Their music started. So I didn't have an issue with it. I thought people were just, they were just being haters in my opinion. So I just couldn't understand. I kept asking myself, why is everybody dogging him? He did a great job. He did what the organizers told him to do and what they paid him to do. So, well, I guess there's some of you out there who wondered why too, because you all certainly played and replayed this episode. So I thank you. So if you haven't listened to the Steve Harvey episode, check it out. It's season 1, episode 2, and I named it Steve Harvey is My Uncle. Yep, you got to check it out, but not on Anchor. You see, this is why I say don't listen to it on Anchor. This is nothing against you, Anchor, but it's something that I did. Somehow I accidentally removed part 1 of this 2-part show. I know, rookie mistake, But on the other platforms, you can hear the whole thing. It's two parts to it. But on Anchor, part two is there. So when it starts, it's like I'm halfway in the middle of a story. You have no idea what I was talking about before. So, but you at least get to hear the finish, which was pretty entertaining. But anyway, listen to it on one of the platforms if you'd like. We had so much fun this season talking about many things, people, and not just sports. So episode three, I did a show on the shenanigans of Paul Pierce. I know you all remember the video of him playing cards, right? So here he is, a host of a couple of shows on ESPN, and he's shown on here drinking, smoking, half-naked women doing all kinds of grown woman things on camera in and around him. And hell, I think even on him. He posted the videos like it was nothing. Next thing we hear is Paul Pierce has been let go by ESPN. We all expected it. So, of course, he then goes on social media talking about how he's good and making more money on crypto anyway, trying to convince all of us that he didn't need this job. Well, I don't mean to gossip, but did y'all see how he was looking when they announced the 75 greatest NBA players all time at the All-Star weekend last weekend? Mm-hmm. He looked all disheveled and sloppy, and his eyes, well, they looked rather puffy and a bit hazy to me. Mm-hmm. He looked like he fell off a little bit, but I don't know. But that's just what he looks like. He might want to rethink his life right about now. But anyway, I named that episode The Truth is Loose. So go check that one out. Dennis returned. And we did our 2021 NFL Draft recap show together, which was another higher rated show. We broke down several picks in our teams and gave grades on the draft. It was so much fun. It was really, really fun. It was the first time I had really done a draft recap show in any shape or form. So after that, though, I branched off a little bit and I talked about the battle for bragging rights between the states of Ohio and North Carolina. Has nothing to do with sports, right? But I told you, I don't only do sports here. But I talked about which state could claim as being part of the start of manned flight. So I gave some really interesting little known folks on that one. It's personal for me, being from Ohio and now living in North Carolina. The license plate wars alone are aggravating. How is North Carolina going to claim to be the first in flight when they had nothing to do with the actual flight? It was only the weather, the winds, that had the Wright brothers down there in the first place. It wasn't the towns or the people or they needed their resources or any of that, just a win. Every plan they drew up, every test they performed, every bit they constructed was done in Ohio. North Carolina needs to get their own identity for real. But you really need to listen to the episode because it's quite funny. And I do give you a whole lot of interesting facts. One thing this podcast gave me space to do is also talk about subjects that are really a little difficult to talk about. Episode 4 was on that jerk Chad Wheeler. You know, the former mediocre NFL player who severely beat up his girlfriend, Aaliyah Taylor. He was supposed to have a trial starting last month, but it seems difficult to find out real-time info on this current state of this case. It's a shame how no one is talking about how he is standing trial on something everyone around them knows he did. Remember, when it first happened, ESPN and other leading sports networks were called out for not running more stories on it. You remember that? Well, I refuse to let this die. Every few weeks, I post about it on social media. I'm following this story, and I know in time I'm going to give some more updates straight from this platform. I had some other difficult topics, which included talking about my beloved Kobe Bryant, who we all know we lost in January 2020 in that horrific helicopter crash, along with his daughter Gigi and seven others. I purposely did not talk much about his death, but I emphasized his induction into the class of 2020 Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. So this episode, number 6, is very important to me. Kobe was an iconic figure and one of the greatest basketball players this world has ever seen to me. He was inducted along with two other icons, Kevin Garnett and Tim Duncan. But this episode includes fascinating information on the lineup and how the GOAT Michael Jordan was not only going to present Kobe Bryant with his wife Vanessa, but he also was presenting three-time NCAA national champion coach at Baylor, Kim Mulkey. Double duty, Michael Jordan. But the episode focused mainly on Kobe Bryant in tribute to his induction and in his memory given his recent death. That was a hard one. The secret is I had to record it like 4 times because you know me and my emotions. Sometimes hard to keep in check when talking about Kobe. I even did a show on 9/11 and one on how badly fans behave in the stands at pro games. So, hey, I feel like if you're a fan and act inappropriately by spitting at a player or making racist remarks towards them, they should be banned from attending NBA functions indefinitely. Yep, that's what Chocolate said on her podcast in episode 7, Consequences and Repercussions. So I took a bit of a hiatus from June until about August. And then I released Return of the Chocolate Girl, which recapped many of the things that had taken place since the May podcast. Right? I had the theme music, the Return of the Mac, you know, cover, instrumental, had that playing. Yeah, pretty dope. It seems like I could not get away from talking about some of the crazy things former pro athletes do, though. So with 2021 on its way out, Scottie Pippen started tripping. He started bashing Jordan, Phil Jackson, and some more folks. I guess mad after the documentary came out, which the Last Dance, which I just don't understand what he was mad about. Everything that was featured in The Last Dance, everybody knew about anyway. Even the younger generation knew. So I'm just not understanding why he was mad. So Scottie's been saying that he was just as good as the GOAT, Michael Jordan. Please. Yes, the GOAT. Chocolate said it. The GOAT, Michael Jordan. Scottie, I don't know what he's on, but he's a little unusual. Finishing out 2021, of course, I had to do a year in review. We lost so many iconic people last year, including General Colin Powell, broadcaster Larry King, Bishop Desmond Tutu, a champion in the fight against racial injustice, Henry Hank Aaron, arguably the greatest baseball player of all time, Biz Markie, the rap god and wordsmith. Dang, boy, Biz Markie. He was making a comeback. And comedian Paul Mooney, who was hilarious. But nothing got next to me like losing Cicely Tyson, the most elegant, graceful, and gifted actress in my lifetime. It was like losing my mom all over again. She always reminded me of my beautiful mother. May they both rest in peace. And right at the end of 2021, we lost Betty White at age 99. Everybody loved Betty White. She truly was a golden girl. And she's missed too. I see people posting all over Twitter about Betty White and how much they miss her. So I closed out the year talking about my beloved Pittsburgh Steelers. Smack dab in the middle of the 2020-2021 season, I had to. All season long, having to deal with these dudes talking smack about my team. I set the record straight and showed my loyalty until the end of the season. They made the playoffs, but were bounced in the first round. Oh, well. But they did it in fine fashion, seeing that nobody expected them to make the playoffs except Sharon, or win more than 5 games, except Sharon, and, you know, of course, us other rabid Steeler fans as well. But instead, my beloved Pittsburgh Steelers won 10, finished second in the division, and made it to the postseason. I consider it a success given the ineptness of our offensive line and our secondary. It's a great episode 13, though. I pay big homage to Big Ben as he rides out into the sunset, retiring after 18 years a Steeler. What a career. I'm going to see you in Canton, Big Ben. I'm coming. I'm already looking ahead to that year because I know he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. So there you have it. 13 episodes in a pilot. It was a great year. Year one is in the books. A year of COVID protocols, shortened schedules, creative entertainment, and way too many virtual meetings. I'm so glad I started this podcast during the pandemic. It feels good to offer entertainment needed during this period of increased isolation. I'm part of Podcast Nation now, and I'm loving it. So where is the chocolate going, and what's she going to be doing? Well, what kind of things will you be hearing me talk about? Well, I got some subjects for you, including another post-draft special. I wonder who my special guest will be this year for that draft special. Woo! I don't know. But I'm going to address more movies, more sports, more family issues, more social justice concerns, all the while making sure to keep Chad Wheeler's name out there as a violent offender he is, and remembering Aaliyah Taylor, the beautiful soul who was only trying to help him and take care of him when he assaulted her. Nah, I'm not going to let you slide through with this no spotlight stuff, Chad. Nah, I'm shining it on you. Shining it on you. So new topics are coming, like crypto, artificial intelligence, who's hiring out there, and climate change, all kind of things. I've got all kinds of ideas. So, hey, you never know what chocolate could have on her mind. But trust me, one of these days, you're going to listen to an episode and get with your buddies. And what do you think you're going to say by the end of the episode? You're going to say, hey, did you hear what Chocolate said on her podcast yesterday? Well, she's at it again. That's what you're going to be saying. So anyway, I thank you so much for listening. That's my time. And here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to get on out of here now. I've got a couple of meetings today, and I have to prepare for that Talk Your-ish Tuesday show that I do every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time with Dennis and the boys. But here's how you can let me know which of my first-year episodes are your favorites. Head over to Facebook and go to my page, facebook.com/ The Chocolate Writer. That's CHOCOLATEWRITER. So that's facebook.com/ The Chocolate Writer. First, like the page and then make a post and tell me the name of the episode you like the most and why. Make sure to also then follow me on IG at Chocolate Writer, no the, just at Chocolate Writer, and on Twitter at the same, at Chocolate Writer. Join my Facebook group, The Side Joan. That's The Side Joan, y'all. Joan, J-A-W-N. That's a Philly word. You can look that up in the Urban Dictionary. But anyway, join my Facebook group, The Side Joan. The group for fans of my Saturday show that I do with the Ignorant Thinkers podcast at 10 a.m. each week. And if you want to know more about my business, head over to my website at thechocolatewriter.com/services and see how I make it do what it do. And listen, get yourself some chocolate. They have lots of it on sale right now at Walgreens. lots of twofers going on over there, especially on the Lindell chocolates. Mmm, yum. And if you're hearing me from the great city of Dayton, Ohio, go get you some Esther Price chocolates. It'll change your life. Matter of fact, I think I'm getting online and I'm going to order some of that tonight. It's the best chocolate I've ever tasted. Sure is. So, all right, y'all. Thank you so much for joining me for the 1-year anniversary special episode of Did You Hear What Chocolate Said? I am so grateful for each and every one of you listening right now. Make sure to give me some good ratings on these podcast platforms. And remember, each and every day, I wish you love, peace, and chocolate.